paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Deanna Goodwin, our VP of marketing from Visit Lake Geneva. I know you know Lisa as well, and I imagine you all in Lake Geneva, big fans of Lisa Dent, extending a heartwarming get well soon too, huh, Deanna?
We absolutely are. I was so hard to hear that she is going through this. So, yeah, we will definitely send her our best.
Yeah, for sure. And I know, you know, she loves Lake Geneva. She loves Wisconsin, and she loves what you guys do up there. And just, you know, I got to visit in the summer for your hometown, but the winter, boy, you guys do a lot, don't you?
We do. It's a party year-round, John. Absolutely, in Lake Geneva.
It's a party year-round. Let's talk about Winterfest. Tell us about the party in the winter.
Yeah, our big winter party, Lake Geneva Winterfest, our 31st year of Winterfest is coming up January 28th through February 1st. And it is home to an amazing snow sculpting competition. It is the America's Snow Sculpting Invitational. And we are bringing in 15 of the most talented artists in snow from around the country and now around the world. We actually have two international teams this year, so we're really excited about that. And it's just a wonderful road trip up to Wisconsin, wonderful for a way to spend a day in winter outside or even a whole weekend, because I'll tell you, there's so much going on during Winterfest that one day might not be enough.
I agree. And I love that it's not just any old ice sculptors, although anyone that can sculpt ice into something, you get props from me. But you're talking about like some major big name ice sculptors in that tight community.
Snow sculptors. I want to just make that clarification.
Or ice sculptor.
Snow sculpting.
Oh, snow sculpting. My bad.
And that's okay, but we do have ice too, which I'll go to in a minute. But the competition is snow sculpting, and these are award-winning sculptors from around the world, and they have competed around the world, and all of them are award-winning, and they're very good at what they do. So we do have the best of the best. It's an invitational, so we put out the invitation to sculptors from around the world, and they apply to come here and be in this competition. So it's a juried selection, so we do have the best of the best. And so what people will see is these snow sculptors starting with a basically their blank canvas is a 10-foot tall, 8-foot square block of snow. And it is snow that is graciously provided by Lake Grand Geneva's ski hill over at the mountaintop. So we don't have to rely on Mother Nature for the snow, whether we have it on the ground or not. And so they start with that blank slate of that big snow block. And over the course of 72 hours from 11 a.m. on Wednesday to 11 a.m. on Saturday, they will create masterpieces right before your very eyes.
I'm glad you clarified that, because that sounds amazing. And sure enough, it's right here on the sheet of paper that was handed to me. But yeah, I was confused because I've been to Winterfest and I can picture the ice sculptures. Those are downtown, right?
Correct. So you have the big 10-foot tall, 15, there's 15 teams competing. So those will all be throughout Flatiron Park and the Riviera, right on our beautiful lakefront. Just steps away in the core of our downtown business district, we also have another beautiful art installation, which is the Downtown Ice Sculpture Walk. And there you will find over almost 40 ice sculptures adorning the different doors around the downtown businesses. So it's like a little art walk. So there's no carving going on, but they're already done, but they're on display like an art installation. So you can walk around, take wonderful pictures. And so it's just another way to enjoy some really great winter art and then also explore our downtown area.
Yeah, which is top notch. I love the downtown Lake Geneva. It's such a great visit. There's bonfires on the beach. There's a kids zone. And is all of this really free?
It is all absolutely free. Absolutely free. Bonfires on the beach. You can get some buy some concessions, but it's open for free bonfires. And we have fire dance performers as well. That's all free. And the kids zone, great play area with some snow slides and tunnels for kids to play in, burn off a little energy, you know, bring out their inner snow artist in the play zone. And then we have a warming center in our beautiful Riviera ballroom as well. So you can grab some food, warm up a little bit, because we know that the cold air is coming. It's going to keep these sculptures running even well past the end of the event on the 1st. They will stay up until they melt. So, you know, it's kind of the gift that keeps on giving.
Visit
with these, all the snow sculptures and ice sculptures, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Visit LakeGeneva.com. And what's great about it is it's coming up, you know, I think you guys need a little time, Wisconsin and Illinois, for us to be in our own corners after Bears Packers. We all needed a little breathing room, and I think we've got it now. The best part
is
it will not compete with the Bears game. If they win this weekend, this will be on the bye before the Super Bowl. It runs through Wednesday, January 28th. That's nice for people that want to get there early. And it goes through Sunday, February 1st. And, Deanna, thank you very much. It's always good to chat with you again, and take care, okay?
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Visit lakegeneva.com. Great stuff.